Amazing thoughts. Edwards also understood that God's joy is greatest where His glory is greatest. And in human history, that is in the work of the salvation of sinners. God has, writes Edwards, greatly glorified Himself in the work of creation and providence. All His works praise Him, and His glory shines brightly from them all. But as some stars differ from others in glory, so the glory of God shines brighter in some of His works than in others. And amongst all these, the work of redemption is like the sun in His strength. The glory of the author is abundantly the most resplendent in this work of redemption. God's glory is greatest in redemption, and therefore God's joy is greatest in redemption. Further, Edwards said, Christ has done greater things than to create the world. What greater thing? To obtain His bride and the joy of His marriage to her. Edwards said that God's single end in redemption is His own happiness and joy. And I might add, the more sinful the sinner has been, the more joyful God is in His salvation. To live your life to the glory of God and the joy of God, you must be involved in the work of redemption. That's what this story is really all about. Let's look at it. Background a little bit. Verse 35 of chapter 14. Jesus says at the end, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is a call on the part of our Lord to those who are willing to listen to His message. His message of kingdom salvation. And just who was listening? Chapter 15, verse 1. Now, all the tax gatherers and the sinners were coming near Him to listen to Him. It was the outcasts, it was the scum, it was the riffraff, it was the lowlifes who listened believingly, penitently, and savingly. And really, these are two categories that are used sort of in a general way to describe the worst of the worst. Tax collectors were the lowest people socially, religiously, in the life of Israel. Why? Because Rome occupied Israel and Rome sold